Welcome to the Edge of Reality. Where's your edge? Give it up for your host, Allie.
Good evening, everyone. It is Thursday night, 10:30 Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Pacific, and that means we are live at the Edge of Reality here on the NDB Media Channel on Blog Talk Radio. Happy Thursday to you all. I would like to say that it's one step closer to the weekend, but, you know, it's been one big long holiday week, so I hope you guys all had excellent holiday, a very Merry Christmas, and had some time to relax, unwind, do it with, you know, spend some time with family or spend some time watching reality TV, whatever you wanted to do. So big show, our last show for 2018. So we're going to take a look back at some of the shows that we watched during the year. Some of our favorites, some of our non-favorites, and talk about that. We're also going to look ahead into 2019, the first few weeks of 2019, because there's a bunch of shows premiering that I don't want you to forget about. We're probably going to be off air for a couple weeks as Priscilla goes on vacation, so I want to get you guys all ready to go so that the first couple weeks in January, you know what I'm going to be watching, and you can watch it too. Before I do anything else, though, I have to say good evening and hello to my co-host and producer, Priscilla. Hey, Priscilla, what's going on this evening?
Hey, Christmas, everybody. I hope it all was a fantastic, fantastic week. It's a short week for most people, so it should be pretty good. But I'm not doing much, Alex. How about you? And hey, we can still have the show. It just depends on how my traveling goes.
That's right. That's right. So we might have a show. We might not. You know, whatever happens, I want to get you guys knowing what's happening in the first couple weeks of 2019 because there's a lot going on. There's a lot starting. Like January 2nd, there's a bunch of new shows starting. So I want to get you all ready to roll. Plus, I want to talk about, we got to talk about some Top Chef, which is rolling along. We got to talk about X on the Beach, which is happening. So, you know, there's a couple of shows, which I was surprised by. I thought that even this week, the holiday week, that shows would kind of take a week off, even if they're running. And no, we have new episodes of Top Chef tonight. We have new episodes of X on the Beach and Catfish and Floribama Shore on MTV. There are new episodes of baking challenges on the Food Network. Earlier in the week, there were new episodes of Real Housewives. So, you know, even with the holiday week, the channels decided to put on new content. Now, I don't know why. Maybe they were just trying to kind of move it along, or maybe they've kind of decided in this climate, you put it out there and then you know, people have DVR'd it. They're going to record it. They're going to watch it whenever, or, you know, just put out the new content. So it doesn't necessarily matter when it's happening. People will still be able to watch it when they can. So I'm for one excited about it, but let's talk about what's happening in 2019. I want to make sure that before we do anything else, I kind of give you a preview of what's happening in the next couple weeks. So you know what's going on. You know my plan for whether or not I'm going to watch it or not. And we'll go from there. Okay? And I'll get Priscilla's opinion as well as to if she's going to watch it. Let's start with Wednesday, January 2nd. Rock's new show on NBC called The Titan Games, which looks very much like a strongman competition with some American Ninja Warrior elements and some, like, strong elements. And some elements from that John Cena reality show on Fox, which we really loved the first season but hated the second season. And I can't remember the name of the show at this point. But Titan Games, Priscilla, do you plan on watching it?
Yeah. I will give it a shot.
Yeah, me too. I mean, just looking at the previews for it, it looks kind of fun. It looks competitive. It looks physical. We tend to like shows like that. And, you know, we've seen Rock host of reality shows before. And I like him as a host. I find him very compelling. Do you remember back a few years ago, Priscilla, he hosted that show on TNT, I want to say, where people were like Secret Service, like pretended to solve mysteries, and then they would have to decide if they were going to take the money and run or if they were going to stay. And it was like the super complicated one. Do you remember this?
I remember. I don't remember the name, but I don't think it was CMT. I'm thinking like USA or something like that. I can't remember. I know it was
USA, TNT, TBS, like one of those. And there's a couple seasons of it. The name is going to escape me as well. But, you know, we had, from there, we were able to kind of see Rock hosting. And I think he has a very good hosting ability. So I think it's going to be cool. He also, do you remember he did that show too back in the day where he like would mentor a troubled young adult and he would help them with a dream that they had?
I just
have a catalog of Rock reality shows in my mind, except I don't remember any of their names. But both of those shows that I just, even though I can't remember the names right now, I remember vividly having positive opinion on it. So I think this is going to be good. I am going to watch it. Okay. Something else that we might want to check out. Also starting on Wednesday, it's on Fox, and it's called The Masked Singer. That's right, The Masked Singer. This is the singing competition with already famous people, and they are masked. And I believe there's a competitive element where they're going to judge them with their masks on, but it's an actual, it's a singer that is already a professional singer. The person is or a celebrity singer, I guess I would say. I don't know if they're necessarily professional musicians. They're just celebrities who are singing. So what do you think, Priscilla? Are you going to watch The Masked Singer?
I might watch maybe the first episode. It doesn't jump out and grab me like I'm going to probably watch all of it.
I am telling you right now, I'm watching every damn episode of this season. I'm watching every damn episode of The Masked Singer. I'm in. You had me at Mask. You didn't have me at Singer because I'm not a huge singing competition person. But you had me at Celebrity. Masks and Celebrity. I'm in. So I will watch every damn episode so I can see who is considered to be a celebrity, because as you know, that's my favorite thing to figure out, how much they're going to stretch the word celebrity. So I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about it. Jenny McCarthy is one of the judges for this. And again, going back to reality shows of late, we both loved Jenny McCarthy reality dating show that happened a couple years ago. Remember that one?
There again, I can't think of the name of it either. I must be in vacation mind mode.
But we were both all about it.
I can't remember the name of it now.
Yeah, I can't remember it either, but the point is that we both thought that Jenny McCarthy was like a really strong host as well. Like she was someone who was very good at that. So I am in. I will watch every damn episode of at least the first season, and then we'll see where it goes from there. Okay. Also, on Wednesday, January 2nd, my DVR is going to be crazy that night. We have Project Runway All-Stars, another season, Alyssa Milano hosting. We haven't had Project Runway in a minute. Or will you be watching it, Priscilla?
Project Runway? Probably not. I don't know. I know that there's a bunch of changes, and I think that show went through so many changes that I think it lost a lot of viewers.
I
don't know.
I agree. I mean, I think that especially the Project Runway All-Stars edition of the show is very hit or miss with me. It's not as like fun for me as watching new contestants compete. And sometimes the challenges are a little wah-wah. But I'm in. I watch it. Overall, I like Project Runway. I mean, it will be without Heidi and Tim. It's going to be an interesting kind of transition. This is not this version of it is with Alyssa Milano, though, so we won't have to worry about that. But I'm in. Another show, Priscilla, starting on Wednesday, January 2nd. This one is on MTV, and this, I have to admit, I was a big fan of this show back in the day, and I haven't watched it in a while, so I don't know how this is going to hold up. But True Life on MTV. I loved True Life back in the day. Loved it. Priscilla, would you give this a try?
No, I don't think so. But anyways, I just thought of the name of Jenny McCarthy. Sorry, I was preoccupied because it was driving me nuts. Singled Out.
No, it wasn't Singled Out. I mean, that was... What? Oh,
sorry, Love in the...
Say that again?
Love in the Wild. That's what it was.
Love in the Wild. That was. Singled Out is a Jenny McCarthy show, but that was an MTV game show from the 90s. Yeah. Which, also amazing. That was a great show, too. I watched the hell out of Singled Out. But Love in the Wild was the Jenny McCarthy show. Good deal. True Life, I was a big fan. We'll see. So I'll watch it depending upon the topic. We'll watch it
I think I watched a couple of episodes, but I'm not sure if I've ever watched them all the way through. It wasn't something I think that kept my attention, if I remember right.
Yeah. It depends on topic for me, but that was a huge show. I loved that show when I was younger. So I'll watch it knowing who I am. I will watch it. Yeah,
okay,
I already know the answer.
Dwayne Johnson, the hero. Sorry.
The hero. That's right.
So I had to look him up.
See, and you know, Dwayne Johnson, the Rock show. I mean, the hero is a very like vague title, so I can understand why I didn't remember it. So I feel like I'm justified in not remembering it.
Well, it wasn't anything really to do with hero, I didn't think. So, yeah, the title, I think, was missed. I think we talked about that back then, that the title was kind of mismatched for what was actually going on.
Agreed. All right, so this one I already know what your answer is going to be, but Monday, January 7th, Priscilla, will you be watching The Bachelor?
Hell no.
Will you be watching Colton trying to find love?
No. Couldn't care less.
No. No. I'm out as well.
He's going to get laid before he finds love. I promise you that.
I'm out as well. And it's a shame because I love watching the women of the season, you know, because going into The Bachelor, I find it interesting. But I think I'm out on this. I really could care less about Colton, to the fact that I think the last time I talked about him on the show, I caught him Jordan a whole bunch. So that's how much I really care about him. And sometimes I don't. Sometimes I feel like the hero, the lead of the show, is kind of inconsequential. You know, we saw that last year with Ari, where it's kind of like, well, Ari's a dope. Like, he's not a good lead, but you know, there's all these like cool, interesting women who are going to make it fun. In the previews and everything I've seen, I haven't seen anything that kind of goes in that direction. So I'm out. I'm out on The Bachelor this year. Now,
fine.
If you, and I'm talking to all of you out there, if you need me to change my mind, if all of a sudden this season is really good and I'm missing out on something major, you're going to go ahead and you're going to tweet me at Reality Alley. Okay? Just let me know. If it's something I should be watching, I will watch it. I will suck it up and do it. But I need you to tell me first. So it's at Reality Alley on Twitter. Tweet me and let me know. And I'll do it. I'll listen. Okay. Tuesday, January 8th on MTV. Priscilla, will you be watching Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club?
If I'm extremely bored and have nothing to do, what's the day?
It's Tuesday, January 8th. It's on MTV. It's Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club.
So you'll be able to tell me first if I need to.
And I will, because I will watch every damn second of this show. Every second. It's Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club in Greece. I will watch every friggin' second of this show. So I will let you know. I'm very excited about this. We'll see. I hope it does it justice. I hope it does it justice.
I'm sure to be a train wreck and be right up reality TV's row.
Now, this next one, Priscilla, I'm excited about, and this is one that you're going to tell me I need to manage my expectations. You're going to tell me that my expectations are way too high. You're going to tell me that I need to, this is going to be another hole in the wall situation where I get so excited over it and then it's terrible. This is going to be another I want to marry Harry situation where I'm getting super excited about the show and then it's terrible. But Priscilla, on Tuesday, January 15th on USA, we're getting Temptation Island back. We're getting Temptation Island back.
What is this, the third attempt of it?
It's the third attempt. The first one was brilliant. It was amazing. It's still to this day probably one of my favorite reality series of all time. It was incredible. Also, and maybe I feel that way because it's one of the first that I watched, and I did it when I was really young. Like, it was on when I was really, really young, and I remember, like, having my neighbor friends, like, we would all watch it together and this thing. It was a whole thing. And then the second version of it, not great. Not great. Very, very short-lived. But it's back again, Priscilla, and this time I want good things for it. This time is going to be different. I feel it.
If it's like the first one, I might watch it, yes.
If it is anywhere close to the first one, I'm going to force you to watch it.
Well, there again, the big key is the casting. The first time they did it, they had casting pretty good.
Yeah.
And if they have it along them, I think it's going to come down to casting to if it'll compare or not.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see. Let's see. January 15th, we'll see. Last one we will discuss because then you'll be back. You'll be back from your vacation. But, of course, Celebrity Big Brother. You're going to be watching Celebrity Big Brother?
Absolutely.
Excellent. That's the only answer that I would have taken. Now, because we might not get a chance to discuss this. Now, we might. Depending upon what's going on with your travel plans. But if we don't have any other time to discuss it, and this is the last night we can, I need to ask you the following question, Priscilla. If there were one celebrity, and when I say celebrity, think about the level of person that would be on this show. Like, don't say George Clooney. Don't say... Pavarotti. I don't know why those were the first two celebrities that came into my head, but they did. But think about the level of person that would be on Big Brother. If you could have one person walk into that Big Brother house, who would it be?
I think they need to have, like, somebody from one of the old-time bands, like AC/DC or Metallica or somebody that's kind of done all, but you know what would be very popular from like the 70s and 80s. I think that would be kind of neat.
So you think like Lars Ulrich from Metallica should be on Big Brother Celebrity Edition is what you're telling
me. Not specifically, but I think it would be because I think that they need to do like a throwback because that's what all your shows are doing these days. They needed to do a throwback to the 80s that seems to be very popular. So if they would go with, like, musicians from that time, I think that would be neat.
Well, they had that a little bit last year with Mark McGrath and with Rudy Huxtable.
I think maybe they should do, like, a 80s music theme. How's that? More than one person.
80s music theme. Now, you know me. I love 80s music. I just don't see it. I don't see it. Maybe one person. What if like Rick Springfield came in?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's 80s music. Yeah. That would be good.
Yeah. And he's got some stories to tell.
Absolutely. I was trying to think of someone like in that vein.
John Cassidy can't
that would
come
be...
back, though.
No.
I need more 70s. But, yeah, something like that.
All right. For me, I think we could continue on the Cosby train and have, like, Tempest Bledsoe come back or Raven. She could come back. I say come back like they've been in the house before. But come into the house. I wouldn't be mad at Lisa Welchel. We saw her on Survivor. We could see her again. We could see her. We could see Blair from Facts of Life on Big Brother. I'd be fine with that. I understand your thought process.
Well,
say that again.
80s characters, not necessarily music, then. That would be kind of a neat thing.
Yeah. That's what I was just about to say. I understand, like, your need for, like, a retro, like, some like, throwback people. I understand your need for it because I have that nostalgia as well. So I would be good with that. I'm sure, you know... If you told me when they announced the names of who was going to be on last season, and Ari was one of the people, Miss Universe, the runner-up, And I just thought to myself, eh. And she was, I think, one of the greatest characters for me in terms of any of the Big Brothers this year. I think she was so underestimated. I thought she was so good at the game. I would love to see her play again. And I think just she was so unexpected. So, like, I want to trust the process even more this season. Like, if we get someone like that again and we're just kind of like, oh, man, why did they choose? I just hope that they end up like an Ari because, I mean, she was so good. And I think very forgotten about, but she was someone I was going to talk about a little later in my look back at 2018. I think that she was a great character and really good at the game. Really good social game. So, you know, I feel like I can trust. I feel like I can trust the casting because they did a really strong job last time around.
Well, the last time they were contacting them, to be honest, so. The celebrities were contacting Big Brother casting to be
I don't know if all of them were contacted. I don't know.
I think they have to be
discerning. Just because somebody wants to be on it doesn't mean that they should.
True. And they wouldn't put them on there.
Now, last year we got Brandi Glanville as our as our housewife person. I feel like that is a trend that will continue. I feel like that we'll have another housewife this season. If you were to choose any housewife from the franchise, who would you want to be in Celebrity Big Brother?
I was just trying to think of that. Actually, Jill Zarin wouldn't be bad.
Who?
In the past house, Jill Zarin. And
Jill.
Yeah.
See, I also was going for New York, and I was going to say Sonia Morgan. Sonia, I think, would be very interesting in the house.
Well, on the scene,
I think. Sonia. That would be good. I feel like, yeah, I mean, I don't know if I can necessarily see an OC person coming on.
I can't see it.
I can't see a Beverly Hills person coming on.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's New York or New Jersey, and possibly Atlanta, but I can't see any of the Atlanta folks coming on. But like Nene would be great. I would love to see it. I would love to see Nene.
Yeah, I don't think she'll do that.
Yeah, I don't think so either, but it would be fun. It would be fun.
Yeah, but she carries herself, well, she carries herself different in different climates, if that makes sense. Depending on who's and who's around.
Exactly. I think that she would be, I mean, it's fun to see, it's in Big Brother, it's fun to see kind of the train wreckiness of it all, but I think it's more fun to see someone who is an unexpected good player in the game, and you're like, how the hell did this happen? It was like Omarosa last season. Omarosa, you know, obviously she was there because, you know, everything that was going on happening around her in the White House and whatnot. But she was also a pretty solid player with, like, some very interesting strategy that was fun to watch. Brandi, I thought, had that too. She had a nice mix of, like, being a train wreck, but, like, having, like, a decent social game and, like, being relatively decent at the game. So, like, I'm looking for that mix. And I think Nene would be interesting at it because I think that it wouldn't be just, like, a straight-up train wreck. Like, my first instinct was to say Ramona, right? Where it was like Ramona would be nuts to watch. But I think Ramona would be terrible at the game. I think she would be out first.
Probably.
Sonia, I think, could play it a little bit longer.
Well,
that was my thought process.
Sonia's everyday life, the way that she like would probably dress and flip around the house and no gameplay involved, would be interesting in itself, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't really care to see any former athletes. I don't need to see many, but I think we will. But I think athletes have a hard time in this setting. So I need to see them.
I'd rather see some Olympians there as opposed to like ex-professional players.
I think that's a possibility for sure. I think we could definitely see an Olympian. These are good thoughts. I like where this is going.
Right. I like the 80s things myself, though. So I don't, I didn't have to be music, but 80s theme would be right up my alley.
Yeah, I think, but I like, my only issue, I mean, I would also love to see 80s, but my only issue with that is I would like a mix of ages. And so, all 80s, people would be in their, 40s, 50s. I think we need a mix of ages.
There is nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I think there's something wrong with that. We need now. Look, Celebrity Big Brother. One of my other favorite things about it is that it did skew older. I mean, in Big Brother, we see the average age being 24 years old, 25 years old. But Celebrity Big Brother definitely skews older in general. We only had Ari, I think, was 22, 23, and Big Time Rush guy was like 21, 22. That's, everybody else was older, but I think it worked. Celebrity Big Brother in general was like my biggest surprise in 2018 in terms of a show. I was so nervous about it going in, as excited as I was about it. I was so nervous that it just wasn't going to go well. And I just didn't want, there were so many elements of Big Brother OTT that I really enjoyed. And so many elements that I hated about it, that I just didn't want to see like another offspring of the, like another offshoot of the show go down in flames. So it was definitely my most fun surprise of the year. I was so excited about it. I got way more into it than I thought I was going to. And I'm looking forward. I'm hoping for some names. Like, I'm hoping that we see, we got some people last year and it went well. And, maybe we'll see some names this year.
Now, the cast last year, they just all kind of clicked. The whole ensemble, I mean, they, even in their train wreck with Brandy, they, were caring, and they, when they weren't gaming, well, except for Ross, when they weren't gaming, they actually all got along, which was pleasant to see, you know what I mean? And, they're not going to go damaging their reputation in certain areas for something like this, because that's their livelihood,
Right, right. No, I agree. I think that, they did well, but I also think that they still had, there were different alliances. There was, right. It wasn't like it was like this whole groupthink thing. You know, there were different alliances. There were independent agents. There were people that went from one alliance to another. You know, so we had the gameplay. It wasn't like a giant group like, oh, we don't want to hurt our reputation by voting someone out or by, you know, people. You know, I was surprised at how many people were willing to play the game. The one thing that bummed me out was there were people that were not willing to play the game. And so we had a couple in a 3-week season. We had a couple of episodes where we, in the case of Keisha Knight Pulliam and Meta World Peace, like they just left. And that, if you follow the Big Brother Celebrity UK version, that is also a very typical thing. They start with more contestants because it's fairly typical to lose a couple of celebrities along the way who are just not into this idea of being in the game. So that's the only part that kind of sucked about it, was that people were pretty willing to just leave and not stick it out. But the people that were in, were in. The people who were excited about it, were excited about it. So, that's good.
Let me ask, do you think that any of them that were on last season benefited in their career by being on the show?
You know, I was thinking about this recently because it's hard to say. However, I believe it's one of those, you know, when you're driving down the street and you see a bunch of people driving the same car as you and you think, oh, my God, everybody's driving my car. But really, is it everybody's driving your car or is it because you're noticing that everybody's driving your car? You're like paying closer attention to it. And I feel that way about Marissa Winokur, the winner of last season. I feel like this year I've seen her so much more. I've heard her talked about so much more frequently. And again, I don't know if that's she has been like spoken about in the same frequency and I just didn't notice. But now that she's the winner of Big Brother Celebrity, I paid more attention when people said her name. I'm not exactly sure, but I feel like I have heard from her and seen her and, you know, all that. I feel like I've seen it a lot more since she's won.
Well, I mean, and like there are people, well, I've kind of unfollowed some of them now, like James Mansell. I followed them after they got out of the house for a little bit, and then now they're kind of just left to me. I mean, it's like I unfollowed them. It wasn't exciting. They were boring.
I think Marissa, also, I mean, off the block is probably another reason why I see her, because she became, you know, she's interviewing Big Brother, you know, for a regular Big Brother season. Ross is another one that, you know, he was doing well before, but not only did he do well on Celebrity Big Brother, but also, this is a big moment for RuPaul's Drag Race too, which he judges. So I'm seeing Ross all over the place, but I don't know if it's because of Celebrity Big Brother or if it's because of RuPaul's Drag Race. So, you know, I feel like those are the two big names that I have heard about the most since the show ended.
I mean, I like following Mark, and I actually still do. And it's kind of neat because there are shows that he's doing, you know, because his band is back touring now. So it's kind of interesting to see that. But for the most part, now they're like just a glitch.
Yeah, I think Mark McGrath, I've heard the same amount from because I listened to SiriusXM and he's a host of the channels there, so I would hear him, you know, I would hear him quite a bit. So, you know, people were like, whoa, he's this 90, you know, he hasn't been around in a while and here he is. But to me, it was like, well, no, I've heard him every day. So, you know, it's hard to tell. It's hard to tell. But I'm super excited about this season because they've proven that this is a format that can work and that it's interesting. There's 3 weeks, but they, you know, add a lot to, you know, the 3 weeks packs a punch. So I'm excited about it. I'm excited about it. As we look kind of back to 2018, Priscilla, in our last kind of few minutes together, I want to be able to do that. Is there a particular show that you really loved that you thought was just really strong this year?
I've been kind of pondering that since you kind of told me you wanted me to come up with something. And there's nothing that, like, jumps out that has been great. I mean, there's nothing or bad. Well, you know, because the ones that I didn't really care for, I just didn't watch anymore. So there are some that were mediocre. I mean, there again, I think I picked The Voice last season as kind of one that stood out. But I do think that they do need to make some changes to the live portion of it. Because this season, I found myself, like, listening to it in the background but not paying a lot of attention to it. I was more involved like you are, you know, before the chairs turn and stuff. So, I don't know. I can't think of anything. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, there are a couple for me. I mean, I really liked this past season. And this might be recency bias, but I really liked this season of Survivor. I thought that they did a great job not only with casting David's versus Goliath's, but I think they did a great job with some of the changes in editing that they did, some of the conversations. The fact that they've made it slightly more meta, where they're talking about the show and the impact of the show, and the fact that they're talking about, you know, and Survivor and Big Brother really are the only two shows that really can have this conversation about, you know, what it's like to be a woman playing this game, how it's different, you know, how you get jury votes differently. What does that look like? And I like kind of the meta-ness of them doing that. So I liked that. And then looking back to last winter, you know, Amazing Race, I really liked this past season of Amazing Race. Amazing Race, and we've talked about this a lot, it was a show for me that I will never not watch because I will always love it. And it's like one of my OG shows where I got into Survivor much later than most people. I got into The Bachelor much later than most people. But Amazing Race and Big Brother were shows that I've watched from very early on. Amazing Race I've watched from season one and, like, watched every single season. But there were seasons that definitely fell flat for me. And I thought that we were kind of getting a string of those seasons. But I think this past season, they kind of revitalized itself a little bit. I was super into it. And so I really enjoyed this season. And I'm looking forward to the fact that we're getting Amazing Race again. I'm bummed out that it's happening in May because I feel like at that point, it'll be like a year and a half since we watched an episode of Amazing Race, but I'm happy. At this point, I'm happy just to get it. Beggars can't be choosers.
I think that's the one I'm looking forward to the most. I don't know if it's because it's returning players or because it hasn't been on for a while, but I have to agree that that is one for 2019 that I am actually looking forward to watching.
I am too. I definitely am too. I mean, I think if anything, the and it's not necessarily all returning players. It's the Survivor versus Big Brother versus Amazing Race.
Right.
I feel like there is a time in my life that I would have been way more excited about that as a concept than I am now. Maybe it's because like the people that were chosen, I'm not like super in love with. You know, they're not like my favorite players of all time. So it's like, eh. But I'm more excited just of the construct and just having Amazing Race back. So I was really, I'm really into Amazing Race this year. I thought was a really good year for them. You know, you mentioned The Voice, and last year we were high on it. And we did very much declare, like, The Voice being one of our favorite shows of the year. And, you know, The Voice is a steady performer. But I have to totally agree with you. It's not – there is a point in the season where I drop off and I do not go back. There was a time a few seasons ago that I would kind of check in to see if the people that I were still into, how they were doing. Once live show started, I mean, I can't even tell you who. I think Kelly's girl won, right?
Correct. Yeah.
So you know, that's how much I kind of paid attention to it. You know, I can't even remember her name. You know, it's. If it stopped right after the battles, I would be completely fine. I don't know how that works. I don't know how you choose a winner. I don't know how that goes. But, you know, it's not the show that I kind of want it to be. And you know, thinking about kind of singing competitions, we got the 2018 was the revitalization of American Idol, which was lame, for lack of better words. I mean, it was a complete repeat of what they had previously done, with the exception of it was a much smaller budget. So they condensed things. So they made the process a little bit quicker. But in general, I kind of fell off very quickly from American Idol too. And the singing competition that I think that I was the most interested in this year, weirdly enough, was The Four. I kind of liked it. Because at least it was something different. The performers were different. There was different. It was just a different vibe. It was just different that the other shows didn't have. So that was probably my favorite swimming competition show of the year was The Four.
I can't say that because I fell off on watching that. I don't know what it was about that, but I want something different. I mean, we have our go-tos that have been around for seasons, like several seasons, but I just want something like I'm the Titans. It's something different, but it's right up our competition lane. My only problem is when they come up with these, it's just the same. It's cool for the first few. And then it's just regurgitated. The new people, same thing. It gets old real quick. So if they can find a way to mix that part up, I mean, because like even with American Ninja Warriors, at least it's regurgitated. It's different people, but it's not exactly. This person has a different run. Each person has its own little flair. So that isn't as boring to me as it could be. I can't remember that one show on ABC. I liked it. Do you know which one I'm talking about with the obstacle course? It was always the same obstacle course where they got hit in the face. I can't even. What is the name of that? Why can't we think of names tonight?
I know. But I know what you mean.
Like that when it first started, but after a few episodes, it was like just regurgitated and it wasn't nothing new and exciting. You know what I mean? Just different people and they're all boring. You didn't get to see that much of like packages, which you don't like anyways. But those kind of shows, sometimes the packages is what keeps you coming back because everything else is the same.
I have no heart or soul. So the packages are the things that I hate the most out of everything. So I don't know because I love Survivor and I love Big Brother and I love Amazing Race, which are three shows that have been around for a long time at this point and have the same premise, but just adding slight twists to the game and adding new characters every season, which theoretically that's what The Voice does. I mean, we get 60 different singers on The Voice every year. So I don't necessarily know why one holds my interest and one doesn't, except it's, you know, the shows, singing competition shows, they just tend to be more linear. You know, this happens, then one person gets a, you know, and it's pretty linear. And if you don't have a rooting interest, now I can watch Survivor, and like David versus Goliath is a perfect example of that, where we went into the final six, and I was rooting for Davey, but if Kara won, I would have understood it. If Nick won, which he did, I would have understood it. I was fine with lots of different options. You know, I just don't connect with people in the same way because it's like they have their little bit of a story, then they disappear, and that's the end of it. We don't go back. There's not confessionals telling us what they're – I don't know. I just don't have the same kind of –
I do like the way Survivor was edited this season. I don't know, the feel of it kind of felt like progression through the episodes. I don't know how or why, but there were just certain things that how they did it they haven't done in the past. I did like that.
Yeah, I loved how it was edited this season. And I also loved that they did a much better job this season at masking the outcome of week-to-week tribals. You know, there were a lot of episodes we were going into tribal council, and I had no idea who was going to be voted out. Absolutely no clue. And that's kind of fun. You know, sometimes it was confusing at the end because you went, well, where did that come from? But at the same time, you know, and sometimes you go, okay, well, it's either Christian or it's Gabby. It's one of these two people that are going to go out. But we would kind of go into tribal this year, and there might be four different options of people that it could possibly be. I was into that. I enjoyed that. I'm someone who I definitely, as much as I don't want to, I'll like read the edit. I'll see foreshadowing or I'll see a confession and I'll go, oh, they're leaving this week. That's what's happening right now. They're leaving. And it was much harder to do that this season, which I was excited about. A show like Top Chef, which, you know, I love Top Chef. This season is interesting and we'll talk about it, but Top Chef, I can read who's going home very quickly. You know, someone where all of a sudden you're starting to get these personal details. You see them getting a phone call from home. You see them getting, you know, they're talking about the new restaurant that they opened up or something like that. You're like, well, that person's leaving this week. It's much easier to tell. But Survivor did a good job this year and kind of masking that a little bit. I don't know what the answer is with the singing competitions to kind of get back on track. I just don't know if that's not a if that's just a concept that we just are not as into, Priscilla. I mean, it's just a genre that we just might not like as much, which is okay. It's pretty played out because there's several of them too. But I don't watch several of them. I have a limit in which the ones that I will watch. And American Idol this year will not be one that I watch. By the way, I don't think they have an official air date yet for this season of American Idol. I was trying to find it earlier because I assumed that it would be starting in January, but I didn't see it. So if you see it, Priscilla, let me know. Are you still there? Well, that's not a good sign. All right, we're going to be wrapping up in a minute here. Just to let you guys know, you can always follow us on Twitter. I'm at Reality Allie. That's Reality A-L-L-I-E. Follow us. Follow me. I talk about different random things. But I definitely want to hear what you're watching. You know, what are you watching now in the winter? What are you into? What are you liking? What are you not liking? And if I'm not watching it, tell me and I will watch it and I will talk to you about it. Priscilla is at PSILLA. You can also like us on our Facebook page. We're at The Edge of Reality, so you can like us on there. And you can catch all of our episodes either on blogtalkradio.com or on iTunes. Like I said, the next couple weeks are going to be a little rocky in terms of what we're doing. Priscilla's going to be on vacation, so we have some travel plan stuff. So we may or may not be on, but hopefully if we'll have a show, it will be you can subscribe to us and it will be automatically downloaded. And we'll talk some Top Chef and we'll start talking about some of these shows that are premiering. And I want to thank you guys for an amazing 2018. Yes, Priscilla, unfortunately, her mic got shut off at the very end of this, so she's not finishing out this with me. But, you know, I have so much fun. This is something that I absolutely love to do. I absolutely love talking to people about reality TV because it's so fun. It's so carefree. It's a couple of minutes where you can forget about what's going on and just kind of talk strategy or talk, you know, about this crazy thing that someone did. And the fact that we've done it so long and the fact that I get to do it on a weekly basis with you guys just constantly amazes me. So thank you everybody for listening this year and every year. And I hope in 2019 we can bring you some great content, some great interviews, talking about some new fun shows, and just kind of continuing on with what we're doing. I really appreciate it. So have an amazing new year. Please be safe. And we will be back hopefully next week, and if not, the week after, to talk a lot more reality TV with you. All right, guys. That's going to be it for us for 2018. We're going to see you in 2019. All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.